For the record, I'm Chris Dornan, chairman of Citizens for Criminal Justice Reform, a nonprofit group that hopes to be a voice for families of people and people on parole or in prison, or folks that used to be on those. I have written testimony that I'll be passing out shortly, but I'm going to speak off. Yes, I know. I'm going to speak off the cuff. Other people will make most of the points I'm going to make in my testimony anyway, because I've heard them testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. California lost a federal suit over prison crowding. The case is going to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the lower courts ordered the state to release 46,000 inmates because the crowded conditions constituted cruel and unusual punishment. We have the same circumstances in New Hampshire. Senate Bill 500 represents your only chance to prevent the need to build a new prison 3 or 4 years out. That was the arc of expansion of prison population until this bill, this new law, helped to reverse the trend, and we actually have fewer inmates now than we did a year ago. The main mistake with Senate Bill 500 was its implementation date. It should have been January 1 when the new people they were able to hire under the federal grants were in place, when they had been able to effect a change in attitudes among and practices among people who work with the parolees, the parole officers. That implementation date would have prevented the new law from becoming a political football that got smeared and distorted and demagogued as badly as any wonderful law has happened to it. It wasn't rushed through. Many of the people on this committee understand the year-long process that went into creating this law. If you want to amend this bill into an extension of the study committee created by the Criminal Justice Reinvestment Project, that would be good. Get it going again. It promised to monitor the implementation of the bill, that you have consultants that are willing to give you their expertise, that the same expertise that went into creating this, the law. Do you want people to max out anymore? The people who are saying you're letting dangerous people out early and that's a threat to public safety have it backwards. You don't want somebody who's been in prison for 19 years and 3 months for a very dangerous crime to go out to their 20 years before they max out, because they're going to leave prison without any money, without any loved ones anymore. Their wives would have divorced them long ago. Their job skills are 20 years out of date. They probably had a drug or alcohol problem that got them in prison in the first place, and you can't really deal with that while you're behind bars, because there's no... So you're releasing somebody we know was dangerous without the supervision to prevent, to catch them committing a new crime quickly, and without any services to help them reintegrate into society and survive out there. They'll fall back on their criminal skills. Supervise them the first 9 months so you catch them if they're doing something wrong and so you can help them. The only money to do that with is going to come from reducing prison populations and diverting the savings into community programs. Without Senate Bill 500, we had no funded services for people on parole, except the parole officer, and everything else the person on parole had to pay for themselves. That's not a formula for safety. Let me pass out some written testimony to support that. Sure, okay.
Where's the money coming from when all the grants run out?
Well, the Department of Corrections and the Justice Reinvestment Commission looked at that issue very carefully and came up with something ingenious in a state that hates taxes. rather than raising the money from taxes and paying for those services out of the general fund, they projected how you could diminish the population and save marginal costs of about $2,500 per year per inmate that you release earlier than they might have gone out under before Senate Bill 500. When you get enough people out, when you reduce the prison population enough, you can start to close whole units. There's a wing of women inmates down at Stratford County, for example. You might be able to close that and not pay that contract to the county. Those savings plow into the community programs you need.
Where is the money coming from until we do all that magic?
Well, you could repeal Senate Bill 500, and the feds might tell you that they want to recoup all of the grants that they've given New Hampshire already, because our end of the deal was predicated on Senate Bill 500. But there is projected population decreases and corresponding savings in state spending for corrections inpatient or in prison that cover the cost of increased services as the community corrections program increases. Ideally, you ought to be spending 60 or 70% of your budget on incarceration, and 30 or 40% of it ought to be going into community programs to keep people out of prison when they get out. That would be more humane and cheaper, because it's a lot cheaper to treat people in the community.